Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the Israel-Hamas war continues, Israel is bombarding around Gaza's second-largest city, Khan Yunis. IDF spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht is confirming that fighting is intensifying there.
Since the hostilities have returned, we're expanding our operations against Hamas across all of Gaza. We're targeting operatives, infrastructure, and mainly the tunnel network.
A World Health Organization official on the ground in southern Gaza says the situation for civilians is getting worse by the hour. A home in Arlington, Virginia exploding last night shortly after officers were executing a search warrant after reports of a person discharging several rounds with a flare gun inside. No first responders were seriously injured, but no word on the man in the home and no word on why it exploded. The former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia accused of secretly serving as a spy for Cuba for more than 40 years. Federal prosecutors say Manuel Roca began in 1981. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court will hear arguments this morning over taxes. A Washington couple's lawsuit could threaten part of the tax code expected to bring in $340 billion in tax revenues. The high court could also rule, though, a wealth tax favored by Democrats. Today is the day that Hollywood actors' strike could finally end.
It feels like a done deal. All of Hollywood back to work with the writer's strike settled and the actors on set while voting on their proposed contract takes place. The deadline for those votes, 5 p.m. on the West Coast. And the thought is that the contract will pass, though in the past couple of weeks since the full text of the deal has been released, some have been making noise on social media, expressing very real concerns that the artificial intelligence protections don't go far enough, among other things.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Security trouble for travel giant Booking.com. Hackers were able to get around security for several of the website's partners and were able to trick people into paying the scammers instead of paying the actual hotel. Booking.com now says it's putting new security in place. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area, with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new top Democrat says her goal is to make sure every member of her party has a voice in the legislature. Democrats elected Senator Dianne Hesselbein as their new minority leader Friday. She replaces Melissa Agard, who's running for Dane County Executive. Hesselbein is from Middleton. Service workers at Lambeau Field overwhelmingly voted to form a union. Over 80% of those who voted Sunday voted in favor of unionization. They're looking to join the Milwaukee Area Service and Hospitality Workers Union, which also includes workers at the Fiserv Forum in the Deer District in Milwaukee. Officials with both the Packers and Delaware North, the company that employs vendors at Lambeau Field, say they will negotiate with workers in good faith and hope to quickly ratify their first contract. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Tuesday, December 12th at 5 p.m. at the Wisconsin Concrete Park, there will be a yoga practice to honor the winter solstice. There will be an hour of yoga followed by a social hour with hot chocolate and snacks. Please bring your own yoga mat and towel/blanket. The cost is $8, but there is no need to RSVP. If you have questions, you can call 715-339-7282 or email fofs@pcgcnet.net.
Leaning into local radio, 98 Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral notice for Beatrice Biba Anna K. Johnson. Biba is survived by her son, Kendrick, survived also by 8 nephews and 6 nieces and numerous relatives and funeral services for Biba will be held at the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls on Tuesday, December 5th at 11 a.m. Reverend Emerson Coy will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Tuesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Beatrice Biba Anna K. Johnson. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire North Woods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Say it with me, the Bucks in Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog early on and a lingering chance for some light snow showers or flurries through midday with highs into the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. Partial sunshine at times on Wednesday with mid-30s for highs, and for Thursday trending milder up to a high of 45. Partial sunshine still above average even into your Friday with lower 40s for highs. Saturday we're back to a high of 34, and for Sunday partial sunshine upper 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 27.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. NFL Monday Night Football, the Cincinnati Bengals stunned the Jaguars in overtime, while Jacksonville quarterback Trevor Lawrence leaves the game with an injury.
Evan McPherson boots a 48-yarder in overtime to help the Bengals upset the Jaguars 34-31 on Monday Night Football. The Bengals improved to 6-6 behind quarterback Jake Browning, who completed 32 of 37 for 354 yards, a passing touchdown, and a rushing touchdown.
It definitely feels good to have a solid performance under your belt, but you know, I'm not planning on plateauing anytime soon. I think I can continue to get better.
Quarterback Trevor Lawrence left the game in the fourth quarter with an ankle injury and did not return. C.J. Beathard came off the bench to finish the game as Jacksonville falls to 8-4. I'm Denny Kapp.
In the NHL, winners were Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, Montreal, Winnipeg, Arizona, and St. Louis. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, Indiana's defense was a key to the Pacers' win over the Boston Celtics.
The Pacers are headed to Las Vegas for the semifinals of the NBA in-season tournament. Indiana knocked out Boston 122-112. Tyrese Halliburton had a triple-double for the winners with 26 points.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to win. I mean, we've wanted to be in this situation all year. Here we are, and you know, now it's not just about being here, it's about winning. So we're excited to get to Vegas and play some more defense.
Indiana outscored the Celtics 17-7 over the game's final 2 minutes to cement the win. Jason Tatum had 32 points to lead Boston. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
College football signal callers LSU's Jaden Daniel, Oregon's Bo Nix, and Washington's Michael Penix, along with Ohio State receiver Marvin Harrison Jr., are finalists for the Heisman Trophy. This is SRN Sports.
The Packers take an extra day off. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have an extra day off this week because they don't play until Monday night against the struggling New York Giants. That's good for several players still recovering from injuries suffered in their big win against the Chiefs on Sunday night. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team advances in the NCAA tournament tomorrow night. They'll be at Penn State against the home team in the regionals. Game time, 6 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Knicks tonight at Fiserv Forum for the in-season tournament. The winner advances to Las Vegas. What will happen there?
Whatever happens in Vegas, you know what I'm saying?
But you bring the trophy home if you win it.
I don't know. I might stay in Vegas. Well, do we get some cash if we win?
Yeah.
Play some blackjack?
Yeah, sure. You could stay.
You know,
you might have another game.
Huh? You know, I'm gonna go play some roulette, put it on black.
Ooh, okay.
Double my money. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Red 34.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A couple of local games last night. We had some boys basketball around the area. Mellon kicked off their season with a 62-54 win over South Shore. It was the Hurley boys topping Butternut 72-18. The Prentice boys, they edge Winter 73-68. And Onalaska beats the Medford boys last night 52-50. A lone girls game last night had Lakeland topping the Ashland girls by a score of 82-18. The Shawamigan boys will hit the road across the swamp to take on the Lakeland T-Birds tonight. That's boys basketball, JV at 5:45. The varsity tonight at 7:15. The Phillips boys will play host to Three Lakes tonight. And that'll be a varsity game at varsity boys. And there's also some JV mixed in there too. So pay attention to the times there as Phillips boys are at home versus Three Lakes tonight. Meanwhile, the Butternut girls will travel over to LCO to take on La Couturier for a girls contest today. And the Phillips girls are playing host to Athens tonight at the Logger Camp. So Logger girls with a home contest also going on tonight. Also, the Shawamigan girls, they will play host to Prentice tonight, and we'll have that game for you right here, 103.1 Jack FM. Steve Jetlin will bring you the call of that contest tonight shortly after 7 o'clock, and Team Seal Hockey will be on the road at Medford. They have a 7 o'clock start time for that hockey game tonight. The Lakeland T-Birds will be taking on Rhinelander in JV3. Boys basketball tonight. So a lot going on over at the Lakeland School with Shawamigan going over there for a JV and varsity contest, and then Rhinelander taking on Lakeland in a JV3 contest. And And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Want to get out of your relationship but too cowardly to call it off yourself? Then let Breakup Christmas Gifts do it for you.
Here, honey. This year, I got you a gym membership, some compression pants, and a Thigh Master.
We are thrilled!
Yes!
At Breakup Christmas Gifts, our just wrong gifts will send your soul-sucking partner packing.
I bought you a giant portrait of me and my mother.
What?
And the entire Sex and the City collection we can watch together from beginning to end.
Who do you even think I am? I am so out of here.
Yes!
Breakup Christmas Gifts. Because it's Christmas, you're a coward, and we can make money off that.
I hate shopping for gifts for my husband. He never likes what I get him.
This holiday, show your man you love him with a gift he can truly understand. Meat.
Meat?
Trust me on this. It's a guaranteed winner. Because come Christmas morning...
Oh, sweetheart, it's a stunning array of smoked ribs, venison, and salmon, plus an assortment of summer sausages with one lone pepperoni standing triumphantly amongst them. It's so beautiful. I got you a hand mixer.
Nice.
Don't try to understand it there, guys. Just go online at thegiftofmeat.com and order your man's holiday gift of dead animal parts today. Thegiftofmeat.com. Flesh galore for your Christmas carnivore.
Yeah.
come, my baby.
Less commercial, more music.
Oh, oh, oh.
Merry Christmas.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow.
Doesn't sound like Dean Martin-ish, Frank Sinatra-ish. Well, that's country artist Brett Eldridge. He's got a gift for Christmas music, no doubt about it. He's making Christmas music that will that'll live for generations. Brett Eldridge here in 98Q Country. All right, how you doing? We got a little snow, a little more than what we thought out there this morning. We'll push it aside, and the main roadways, have basically melted off, but we're still seeing temperatures right around that freezing mark. So be very careful until we get that temp up over, 35, 36 degrees, especially on the back roadways. The gravel roads and the back roads are going to be snow covered. And again, this will burn off, but this is more than what they were telling us we were going to get. I think 2 or 3 inches is pretty accurate around the Park Falls area north. Probably got that plus a little bit more. Temperatures continue to be pretty wimpy, though. 35 today, tomorrow, mid-40s, with record-setting temperatures likely on Thursday. And temperatures will stay above freezing for high temps through Saturday. Cooling off a little bit next week, they're telling us temperatures may only be upper 20s to near 30, but still very acceptable. And for the outdoor snow enthusiasts, just still not looking good. I know you're optimistic about what's going on out there right now, but it's going to melt. It's going to melt, and there's really no forecasted heavy snow for us. Everybody else is taking our snow. They got snow out in Seattle, out in the Washington State area. And they got snow to our east over in Maine and all that stuff. But here in northern Wisconsin, we are being slighted on the snow part so far anyway this season. Well, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced that he is dropping out of the 2023 Republican presidential race. Of course, in related news, North Dakota and their governor was running for president. I'm not sure. Everybody just throws their hat into the ring and says, maybe it'll stick. So we won't have a president from North Dakota in 2024. Taylor Swift has been named one of the most one of the finalists for Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Person of the Year. So in other words, what I'm saying is congratulations to Taylor Swift for being Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Who's going to beat her? I mean, I know it's a combination of popularity and what you've done and all that stuff. She seems like a pretty likable lady. Her music's fabulous. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. You never know anything about that. But she seems like a very likable lady. Haven't heard any bad stuff about her. So, and with the number of people that love Taylor Swift, in order to increase the ratings on the morning show, I'll say I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan. I love Taylor. She's fabulous. I love Taylor Swift. The Oxford University Press, we mentioned this yesterday, they've named Riz, R-I-Z-Z, as the 2023 Word of the Year. Riz, by the Oxford University Press, which means that nobody over the age of 25 reads the Oxford Dictionary. I mean, nobody... What do you want for Christmas? I'd like an Oxford Dictionary, please. Well, that seems strange. You can take 98Q with you everywhere in the 98Q free Civic Media app. How about that for a nice little Christmas present for yourself? It won't break the bank either. It's free. You just download that Civic Media app from your Play Store, and there you go. You can always listen to 98Q Country, of course, on our website at 98QCountry.com. Here's a great way for you to give back without having to do anything except just show up. How about that? How would you like to know that you did something good for our area, for a community, for those in need, and all you had to do was just show up? You don't even have to have a dime in your pocket. Just ring the bell for the Salvation Army right outside of Super One. You ring the bell, ding-a-ding-a-ding, and then they sound effectual. And people put money in the kettle. I mean, if there's nobody out there ringing it, it won't happen. So it's a great way for you as an individual, maybe a family thing, maybe a group thing. Give Jerry and Kay a call, 762-1558. They'll put you into a time slot, whatever works for you. You can ring the bell at Super One for the Salvation Army. All the money stays right here and helps out those in need in our area, 715-762-1558. We've got high school girls hoops tonight. Prentice going to travel to take on Shawamigan girls here tonight, and we'll have that for you right here on 98Q. Hang on. We've got the Bucks here tonight on 98Q. We've got the Prentice Shawamigan girls on 103.1 and also on the Civic Media app. The Jack FM app is right there in the Civic Media app. You can listen on your phone. So Prentice, Shawamigan, girls hoops tonight right here. I'm going to confirm the time on that. I know it's a 7:15, but I'm not sure they're doing JV. They like to move that around. So I'm going to confirm the start time of that for tonight. We've got Bucks tonight right here. They're doing that quarterfinal game at home. And then if they win that, they go to Vegas. And as Giannis told our very own Mike Clemens, he's looking forward to maybe going to Vegas and putting a little money on red and black. That was pretty funny. Did you hear that a little bit ago with Mike Clemens? He's talking one-on-one with Giannis Antetokounmpo about how he's going to handle Vegas. And Giannis sounded somewhat surprised that there was money involved with winning this in-season tournament. He's got enough money, but $500,000, that seemed to be news to him, that if they won the in-season tournament, that he would get a payment of $500,000. Jeez. So the Bucks will play tonight. If they win, they play the semifinals and possibly the finals this weekend in Vegas. We give you news and sports twice an hour on the morning show. Let's do it.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the Israel-Hamas war continues, Israel is bombarding around Gaza's second-largest city, Khan Yunis. IDF spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht is confirming that fighting is intensifying there.
Since the hostilities have returned, we're expanding our operations against Hamas across all of Gaza. We're targeting operatives, infrastructure, and mainly the tunnel network.
A World Health Organization official on the ground in southern Gaza says the situation for civilians is getting worse by the hour. A home in Arlington, Virginia exploding last night shortly after officers were executing a search warrant after reports of a person discharging several rounds with a flare gun inside. No first responders were seriously injured, but no word on the man in the home and no word on why it exploded. The former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia accused of secretly serving as a spy for Cuba for more than 40 years. Federal prosecutors say Manuel Roca began in 1981. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of GOP lawmakers are looking to dissolve the state's election commission ahead of next year's presidential election. The bill was released by Republican Representative Dan Knodel and 10 other representatives. Under the bill, the Wisconsin Elections Commission would dissolve and all elections-related duties would go to the Secretary of State. The Republican-led legislature would then have final say over any election issue made by the Secretary of State. If passed by the legislature, it is almost certain to be vetoed by Governor Evers. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Join us Tuesday, December 5th for Shawamigan hosting Prentice for girls basketball. The game will be broadcast on 103.1 at 7 p.m., announced by Steve Jetlin. After that, you can also join us on Thursday, December 7th for Shawamigan hosting Assumption for boys basketball. The game will be broadcast on 98.3 at 7 p.m., once again announced by Steve Jetlin.
A note on tonight's game. Tonight's a 6:30 tap now. The Shawamigan girls hosting Prentice. That'll be a 6:30 tap, and we'll have it for you over on 103.1 and on the Jack FM app.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the New York Knicks in what's called the knockout round of the NBA in-season tournament at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Damian Lillard.
You know, I think we've learned more and more about it as it's going on, and we've taken more pride in it each game. Against the team that we beat in the last one. You know, I thought we played a pretty solid game against them. You know, we're improving. So one game and then, you know, we off to Vegas.
Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have entered the AP's top 25, ranked 23rd after beating Marquette over the weekend in Madison. Marquette dropped five spots from 3rd to 8th after losing to the Badgers. NFL, the Packers' Christian Watson had seven catches and scored two touchdowns in that win over the Chiefs Sunday night, but he also had to leave the game with another hamstring injury. Matt LaFleur.
Does Christian's hamstring look like it's anywhere near as severe as the one?
We do not know yet. We're waiting till tomorrow and should have a better indication of where he's at.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Try Syntec High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil to help high mileage engines run better for longer. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the love of Pete! Dang, or come on, that's something you might say when your car gets damaged.
But that won't get you the help you need for your car.
What you should really say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For help filing your claim 24/7.
However you choose, whether it's on the phone, online, or on the award-winning State Farm mobile app. However you choose.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Are you stuck scrolling endlessly looking for a good sci-fi show?
I wanna be free.
Pluto TV has entire channels dedicated to sci-fi, all for free. It's TV the way it should be. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Ready, ready, ready.
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
She never wanted to be wild, picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a torso wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life. And all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. Your world, leave before the morning sun, but here she is free, right next to me, cause I ain't trying to tame her love.
Air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Well, I caught my wife with another man.
and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand vents. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden saying, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out of letter. My cousin up in Tennessee. Oh, and he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I take old Red for his evening run. I just drop him off and wait. Is a lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. Somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Oh, little Blake Shelton there, 98Q Country, Old Red. The Lions Club Radio Auction is this Saturday. Always a fun time and a great cause as items and certificates are donated by area businesses and individuals. And then they auction them off on Saturday. All the money goes for the Lions. They get right back to those in need. So it's a great thing. We've been doing this for many, many years. And if you can't be there, you can listen from 1 until 4:30 on Saturday. The items will be listed in the local paper. And a lot of, you know, kind of the smaller certificates and items throughout the day. And then they have a larger board that'll close out at about 4 o'clock or 4:30. And that's sort of some bigger items. So take a look at them. Some good bargains to be had and a good cause. The Park Falls Lions Radio Auction. We'll have it live on the air with Gray and Big G Saturday starting at 1 o'clock.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog early on and a lingering chance for some light snow showers or flurries through midday with highs into the mid-30s. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. Partial sunshine at times on Wednesday with mid-30s for highs, and for Thursday trending milder up to a high of 45. Partial sunshine still above average even into your Friday with lower 40s for highs. Saturday we're back to a high of 34, and for Sunday partial sunshine upper 20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 26 degrees.
Jordan Davis.
You're listening to
98 Q Country.
Throw me together for Mr. Right Now, not Mr.
Take her home.